Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This is The Good Life, food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Yes, it is. And then, of course, it'd be better if I put the microphone where I can get my lips on it. Welcome to the program, Food, Wine, and Fun. Yeah, another hot one. So what if the summer, that's what happens. And if it's global warming, well, we can't fix it anyway. And what you can do is be careful if you're outside. Stay hydrated, preferably not with wine. Do that inside in the air conditioning. The program today is interesting. Let's call it whiskey-centered. But I do have a great wine of the week. I got a Gewürztraminer that comes from the Russian River Valley, from one of the oldest Gewürztraminer vineyards in California. Everybody's pulling up Gewürz and planting Chardonnay and Pinot Noir in the Russian River, but Boleto vineyards have not, and I can't wait to try this. It's a dry Gewürz, so it'll have some aromatics but be bone dry. I digress. Back to the whiskey idea. You know, I have software to track what I have in my wine cellar. And it works good, but I'm lazy and parties and wine goes out and doesn't make it to the sheet, or I don't leave my computer on all the time to log it out. Well, a local guy, Dave Cunningham, put together an app called Whiskey Shelf. Dave is a software developer. He's got an interesting story just talking about that alone. But he combined his love for data and whiskey to make Whiskey Shelf. And it's a barcode usable, scannable, load all of your whiskeys, keep track of your, I don't remember the name, and my computer dumped here, so I don't have it in front of me, but your legacy bottle, when you have little dribs and drabs and you dump them all into one bottle, really some interesting capability. In the second half, we're going to talk to Chris Malcontento from Nashville's Whiskey Hound, using high-quality bourbon, other whiskeys, scotch, whatever, to make some really killer spices and sauces. So whiskey-centered, and we should start right off by talking to Dave Cunningham. Again, a software guru who in 2017 got laid off, decided he would start his own company. It's called the Flint Hills Group. And then, because of those things, and he likes whiskey, he made Whiskey Shelf. Dave, welcome to The Good Life.
Thanks, Guy. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, I've downloaded the software. I don't have a huge collection. I probably only have about 15 or 16 bottles. But I love it, and I love the idea. But let's start off with you. Talk about your journey in the IT world and talk about founding your company and how it's doing. And was it just you, or was it everybody in the group that wanted to come up with this whiskey app?
That's a good question. Well, I'll tell you, I'm a lifetime Wichitan. I have a computer science degree from Wichita State, going back into the late 80s. So I've done software development either as a developer myself. I mean, my first job was writing B-52 bomber avionics for Boeing to drop nuclear weapons. So that was that was an interesting start. But I worked at Pizza Hut corporate offices. Of course, they were founded here as pizza delivery software. I've worked at Cargill and Coke Industries. NetApp is a big data tech company here. I ran an aerospace company as their GM for a while. So I started out 12, 13 years writing code, and then I started managing teams, test teams, development teams, and then company divisions. So I got a lot of experience for 30 years. And then in a layoff at NetApp back in 2016, I decided to start my own software company, and we called it Flint Hills Group. It's basically now a team of 40 software developers in the U.S., in 9 different states, with about half of them in the Wichita area. And it's a virtual company that we started, 7 years ago before COVID made it okay to run virtual companies. So there's no overhead. I mean, when people hire us to write their software, a lot of times we get hired to replace legacy systems, old code that they don't know what to do. We don't have a building we're paying for. And so we're just a very high caliber team of developers that work usually for a lot less money than other teams. And nobody's overseas. That's our other mantra: experienced, degreed, no one overseas. So we've been doing this very successfully. We work multiple projects at the same time, and it's basically a service company building software. The companies, our customers own the software, and we said, we'd really like to build our own software solution that we own. And I teach a tech startup class at a place called Groover Labs at Second and St. Francis. It's a tech ecosystem co-working place. It's called Campfire, Igniting Tech Startups. It's based off a Stanford University class. And we applied some of the lessons we teach in Campfire to what's a good software idea or a good tech idea. And we had a contest in the company. We had 17 different software ideas submitted, and we scored it using these Campfire metrics. And the number one pick was a database system to track your whiskey collections, and we called it Whiskey Shelf.
Wow.
So that was in the fall of last year.
Man.
And we basically, from just knowing the name to releasing it on the Apple and Google App Stores, we did that whole thing in 4.5 months, which in the world of software, that's kind of lightning fast.
Yeah.
But we built it as what you call a minimum viable product, or an MVP. And that means we built the smallest thing that we thought people would use, and then we were going to listen to our users and have them scream at us for what they wanted next. And they did scream. We had a long list of things. And so every week we kept putting those things in the app and growing it every single week. And in fact, we just released another version on Tuesday that's much better sorting and filtering and stuff like that. So it's grown to, it's actually probably going to break 4,000 users in the next 10 days, and that's worldwide.
Man.
We've got almost 8,000 different whiskey barcodes in our system, and it's crowdsourced. So if you scan some really unique bottle or some unique bottle size, it will take that UPC code. You can fill out in a form. We look at it. We do a quality check on it. We accept it. You get an email, and then the whole world can add that bottle to Whiskey Shelf. So the database piece is actually working great. And the bottle, the blend bottle you're referring to, is something that's called an infinity bottle.
There you go. Me and my addlepated brain. Yep.
Well, a lot of whiskey experts don't. May not try an infinity bottle, may never have heard of it. And kind of the general concept comes from some people, and there's a little truth to this, some people believe, like as a bottle of wine, when a bottle of wine gets fairly low in the bottle, even white or red for sure, It's basically starting to turn to vinegar, right? Mm-hmm. As it oxidizes. Well, whiskey has some degree of that, but this is not over days or hours. It's actually over, usually over years, honestly. But there's some people that believe when you get down to the tail end of a bottle, what they'll do is they'll measure it off in shots and pour it into their infinity bottle, and then they log it. So most people have, like, literally a spreadsheet or a paper log. So we created, embedded in the app, it's free, an infinity bottle tracker. And it's hooked into the database of all the whiskeys. So it'll calculate the volume of the bottle, the average proof of the bottle. You can add to and pour from it. You can see the exact contents and the percentages of all the stuff that's in there. So it's a pretty highly advanced capability of the app with a lot of liquid math built into that.
Well, I know I mentioned that I have a software tracking thing that you scan barcodes, and if a wine bottle, and many don't have barcodes, by the way, they give you blank barcodes that you can assign to that label. And that's handy, but it's still, you know, it wasn't iPhone driven. It came with a little scanner that you hook to your laptop. It was cumbersome and not easy to use. And then you, as a software geek, have you ever seen an app for wine monitoring and playing called Vivino? V-I-V-I-N-O.
Oh, yeah, Vivino is a fantastic app.
Well, Heine Zacharyson was on the show early on when Vivino was first released in both of the app stores here in this country. And I've got more people in Wichita using it because of my wine class. And this label recognition software that he developed is phenomenal. And, you know, what a database. And I would imagine, like you said, lightning fast to get yours operational and published. The database, how did you come up with, I'm sure you can go online and search for barcode information about X bourbon or X scotch and come up with something, but that had to be a huge chore.
Yeah, that was. We did a lot of searching for what exists out there, what sort of databases can we use, and we couldn't find any. We actually hand-built the initial database of 1,800 whiskey bottles.
Man.
A small team of people worked for weeks and weeks and weeks, hand-entering into a spreadsheet, and then that spreadsheet got imported into a cloud-hosted database. We host all this in Amazon Web Services, so when you load the app, you're really connecting to a whole back end. This is a system. It's bigger than just the app.
Yeah.
So, people would ask us, so you're building this like, are you going to build this like Vivino? And I would always ask them, how much do you think it costs to build Vivino? And I looked it up myself, and I was actually shocked. So Vivino now is actually considered a Silicon Valley technology company. And I believe they've had 235 million dollars in venture capital investment.
Yeah, he's Heine Zacharyson, Scandinavian, and most of the team was from Norway and Sweden. And but he moved the office, I guess, like you said, to San Francisco several years ago, and has just rocked it. And apparently, he's very protective, and rightly so, of the technology associated with scanning labels. And to think of, I have scanned, you know, you could, like you said, the crowdsourcing, where if I scan an unusual, let's say a wine from Grace Hill that nobody's ever scanned, then it says we can't find it. They'll do a search for you, and then usually they'll find it. But if they don't, you can add your wine. And the database is huge, and I expect yours is going to grow because there's so many people producing whiskey. I mean,
So fortunately, the whiskey problem to solve on that turns out to be a lot easier, thank goodness, than the wine problem. There are, oh my gosh, I want to say over 3 million different types of wines, and one single barcode that you scan might actually tie to multiple producers. So sometimes they'll share a barcode, and then you got to pick the vintage. amongst that, right? So it's a lot of manual entry. Whiskey, thankfully, there's a unique barcode for every whiskey bottle and even by the size of the whiskey bottle.
Man.
So the average size is 750 milliliter. You know, they even have those little airplane size 50 milliliter bottles. Those have a different UPC code than the 175 milliliter. So we can tell the exact size of your bottle. We know, you know, the brand and the label and the proof of the bottle and the country of origin. And was it bourbon or scotch? We have like almost every imaginable type of whiskey, from bourbon to rye to scotch to single malt to Japanese whiskey, Taiwanese whiskey, English whiskey. There's probably a few we don't have. We have an other that you can select if it doesn't match. But we got a lot of it covered right now.
Well, it's so cool. And, you know, like you said, it's available at the Google Play Store and also the iPhone Store. So you can get it for anything. When I downloaded it, I should have gone downstairs and started putting bottles in. The scanning part, so I can use my phone as a scanner on my iPhone to add a label?
That's correct. And the when you click the add bottle button, you can hand type in something at the top, like a brand if you want to, but the much faster route is there's a little barcode icon in the upper right, and you yep. touch that and your camera will turn on with a barcode scanner. It's super accurate. You just point to the barcode, and in about a half second or less, if we have it, it'll pull it up. And as I said, we've got over 7,700 bottles. There's a very good chance we'll have almost everything you have. And if you don't, we redirect you to the suggest a bottle screen with that UPC code already filled out. You submit the data, and then we review it and approve it. And I just checked before the show. There's like 14 bottles out there that need to be approved. So we're monitoring that all day long.
That's really cool. And, you know, I love the idea that it comes up with the accurate UPC code, the brand, the label, the type. You know, is it bourbon? Is it scotch? Whatever. The bottle size, the proof. And then it's there. And the ability to track the amount of liquid in the bottle, which, of course, would then it contribute to your future Infinity bottle. And I do that. We had a big charity event at the house last night. We opened 14 wines. And at the end of the night, the six people and the four of us who did the work had some of the wine, but not that much. And so I took the best of the red wines and the best of the white wines and made an Infinity bottle.
Oh, you blended them. That's
yeah.
great.
You know, I do it all the time because usually we open more wine than we're going to drink, and having leftovers and vacuuming or nitrogen charging each of the individual bottles and storing them is a pain in the butt. So combining them. And I agree. I had some old bourbon. It was a bottle signed by Jimmy Russell.
Oh my gosh.
Of Wild Turkey. And of course I, you know, shared sips of that, and it got down to about the last quarter. And I taste it, I go, you know, it's not the same as it was. And you know, most people think, yeah, that's a wine thing, not a whiskey thing. Whiskey lasts forever. But in retrospect, I wish I would have added more of that same bourbon and brought it back up to a full fill.
And that's a lot about how the Infinity bottle works. Yeah. Or you could pour it into a smaller bottle and achieve the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I don't know if a vacuum would work in the mouth of a bottle of whiskey, but somebody ought to come up with that, because that helps. You know, suck out the air. When you do this, you know, when I'm tracking my stuff, pretty easy to delete that bottle when it's gone. You know, mark it as half gone or a third gone. That's all pretty easy to do.
Yeah, under each bottle, you have an update bottle. We actually track where you're storing it. So we have a couple users that have over 800 bottles stored in whiskey shelf.
Jesus.
So some of those people might have like a lake house. They might have more than one home. They have their whiskey in multiple locations. So we actually have the ability to filter that down and show you what's where. You can put your ratings in there, but you also can track the status of a bottle. So the bottle, you know, wine is typically two statuses. It's new or it's empty for the most part.
Especially at my house.
Whiskey's different. Yeah. Whiskey's different. So it goes from open to 100 to from new to open at 100%. Sometimes users will open the bottle and just smell it and maybe take a slight taste and recork it.
Yeah.
So we track 100%, 75%, 50%, 25%, and then empty. And when you mark the bottle as empty, it automatically goes to another list of emptied bottles. So you can see what you drank before. You can also gift it, which basically deletes it. And there's also a delete option, which you can just remove the bottle. The other interesting thing is we have a wish list. Some people want to know, like, hey, I'm like me personally, I'm trying to find a bottle of Weller 12-year or a bottle of Weller Full Proof. People always have their little wish list. It might be on a little notepad or something. We have it electronically. We also, for all of your bottles, there's a little checkbox you can check saying, hey, I'd be willing to possibly trade this bottle with someone. So we know in our database who has one bottle that they're looking for in their wish list and who has that same bottle they're willing to trade. So we could technically become the tender of whiskey.
I love it. Well, let's take a quick break. I have a couple more questions. We'll tell people how to get it and who ought to get it. Shoot, everyone that has whiskey ought to get it. And we'll
Absolutely.
Be back. That's a quick break. Dave Cunningham will be back. We're talking about Whiskey Shelf. It's on both of the app stores. And if you got a phone that is digitally capable, and if you don't, you're back in the Stone Age, and you like whiskey, this is an app for you. Again, it's called Whiskey Shelf. Really cool. We'll be right back after this short break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.